right.
Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 588. My name is Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hi. Sorry we're late. It's my fault.
It's not your fault.
No, it actually is my fault.
Oh, it literally is your fault.
Yes.
Well, that's a second, you know.
Yeah.
Changes the story a little bit.
Whose fault would it be? It's mine.
What did you do?
I didn't have any work today at work until middle of the day, and then got it done. And I was like, there you go, boss. There's all the work you wanted. And they go, this is all wrong. And I went, oh, that's interesting. So I had to redo it, and I went a little over. So I do apologize.
That's all right.
For the tardiness.
I assume that it seems like your line of work would be busy this time of year, but I guess that's not the case, huh?
It's literally the exact opposite.
That's so strange.
No, it's not at all. And I don't want to give any more details about why it's not, because I don't want to give away where I work. But it's actually the opposite. Hmm. But it's about to get busy.
Oh, it's about to get busy. Okay.
Because we'll talk later.
Mm, well, welcome to the program. I went and gave blood yesterday, and I'll tell you why I did it. Not because I'm care about people, but because I got a mailer. I have O positive blood, Anna, which is a universal donor.
No,
very
it's
sought
not.
After.
So, O negative.
I think O positive is too.
I know. I will give you $5. Do you want to make a wager? Do you want to make a wager?
Do I want to make a wager
right now? $5.
Okay.
$5.
All right. Shake on it.
What is the universal donor?
All right.
I say O negative. He says O positive.
Is O positive universal donor? It's a universal donor.
Where?
Group O can donate red blood cells to anybody.
Yeah, but I said O negative. You said O positive.
I think it's group O. I think what this means is you can, if you're positive or negative, you could still donate.
Well, let's look at why O negative is better than O positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
O negative blood is also called the universal blood type because people of any blood type can receive it.
Boom!
Can people? Okay. See, we're getting conflicting information here. Because it says group O can donate red blood cells.
Look at the first question. Can O positive donate blood to anyone?
Okay.
Let's see what that says.
Not universally compatible. O positive red blood. Okay. Well, I owe you $5.
Yeah, baby. This is how we make our money.
All right. Well, anyway, I don't know why they wanted it, but if that's not the case, they still sent me a mailer that they were going to give me a $50 gift card to Amazon.
Dude, so many people are going to die because they're like, we have the universal blood type right here. And they're like, perfect. And then they get your blood and then they die.
Well, it must be second place then.
Like, yeah.
Like, okay, certain types can't have it, but most can, type of thing. I'm assuming.
Yeah. The worst is like AB positive.
Yeah.
It's just super.
How specific. Do people have different blood?
That's actually a really good question. I thought it was genetic, but I'm pretty sure my dad has like B positive. My mom has O negative.
And it's
so
just
how like did I get A positive?
It's like the shape of the blood cells are different.
I know that the positive and negative, there's okay, Will, I'm gonna get technical with you right now.
Okay.
So try to follow along. There's thingies on the hemoglobin cell. And if there's a thingy on it, that's positive. And if there's no thingy on it, that's negative. That's why negative can give to positive, but positive can't give to negative.
Hmm.
So it's the thingies.
Okay. Yeah. Thingies. But I just don't understand why blood is different.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe that'll be something I study in my own time. But anyway, they sent me a mailer. They go, we'll give you a $50 gift card if you come out to give blood. And I was like, that's a pretty good deal. So I went and made an appointment. There's stuff I want to buy on Amazon that I don't want to pay for. It's like, you know, like stuff you need, you never want to buy. Like not socks, like fun stuff.
Yeah. Underwears.
Yeah. Toilet paper, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this would be a good opportunity to purchase these things that I do need, but I don't want to buy with my own money. So I'll go in there, grab that 50. I made the appointment. Pretty smooth process. Went in. The girl was a little rough with me a little bit.
A phlebotomist?
Yeah.
Did you get it in one of them buses?
No, I went to the center.
Oh.
I went to one of the centers. And usually they offer you like a drink, you know, because
OJ
or soda or something. She did not do that. And in fact, after I got done really quick and I remember thinking, wow, that's much faster than I remember. So I go, she puts the wraps me up and I said, is there a soda or anything? She goes, oh, yeah, they're in the fridge. Grab one. I'm like, OK, all right, I'll do your job. So I went and grabbed a soda and left. And I had to run
after the blood. You take the blood. You get a soda afterwards, right?
Well, usually they give it to you during, so you can drink it while you're in the, donating. But I took it with me in the car, and I had to run some errands. So I was out for a few hours. I would say about almost 2 hours later, I was heading into the store, and I'm going to take this stupid Band-Aid off. Mm-hmm. It's annoying me. And I've never had any issues before. So I unwrapped it, threw it in the garbage, and walked in the store. I felt like liquid on me. Something was dribbling on me, or a bug was on me or something. I looked down and I am spurting blood out of my arm. I'm coated. It's all the way down. It's on my shorts, my shoes. And it's like immediately as soon as I walk in the door, I just went, oh God, oh my God. And then I just turned around and walked out to the car. And I'm trying to find napkins. I'm bleeding all over the car. The car's got all bunch of blood in it now. And finally, I managed to plug the hole. And, you know, it seems to be all right. It's a little bruised.
Yuck.
But it seems fine.
Never given
blood. I don't know what happened. I guess I just didn't wait long enough to take the Band-Aid off.
I mean, how long did you wait?
Almost 2 hours.
You should be good
by then. I should be good by then. I mean, I think they say 4 hours, but...
Is it like a bigger, maybe it's a bigger hole when they take blood versus when you just have to have a blood test?
Yeah.
Blood test is pretty minimal.
It's, yeah, I think it is. I think it's a little bit, the diameter of the needle is a little bigger. Mm. But so I had to get home and I didn't know this. My friend's a nurse and she saw the Instagram story that I put up. She was like, peroxide will get blood out. Because I was like, I got to throw away all my clothes and my brand new shoes that I bought that I never wear. White shoes, Jordans, love them. I love them so much I don't wear them because I don't want to get them dirty. But I decided to wear them that day, bled all over them. But the peroxide actually worked. I kept my shorts. My shorts are saved. I don't know how, but the peroxide pulled it out. But I'm outside and, you know, my fiance was out of town for the weekend and I'm out there with peroxide cleaning blood out of her car. I'm like, everyone's going to think I killed her.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a good look.
Right. But
I mean, yeah, I had to really go through with a fine tooth comb and get all the blood out. But
well, can I just say this? Welcome to being a woman.
Yeah. Wow. Really? Is that what it's like?
It's not spurting blood, but gushing. I mean, there's lots of listen and people will lie about this, but as a chick, you know, you start menstruating. You know, I started when I was 11 years old. I was able to carry a baby. That's disgusting. God is sick. But anyways, yeah, of course there were times where you just like, you know, bleed all over your pants, bleed all over your underwears. Maybe you had a sister like mine who would steal your clothes, bleed in them, crumple them up, throw them in her closet, and then I would find them 6 months later, and they would just be completely destroyed, blood all over them. Of course, they were like my khaki corduroy pants. Where did the... Oh, my God! What the hell?
Dog ate the crotch out of them.
So gross.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it was a traumatic experience. I've never experienced that before. I like to think that I made somebody's day, like at least they had a good story to tell, that this guy just walked in and it was just squirting blood out of his arm everywhere. Oh, man. But I actually tagged one blood in it and I was like, ooh, they got me good. And I got a DM from them and they were like, you know, we need to know about this experience and we want to make this right. We want to make sure that, you know, when you donate, it's a pleasurable experience. So please reach out to us. Not doing that. It's probably your fault.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, she was a little rough. And before she did stick the needle in me, she went, all right, bet. When she found my vein. So it was like,
was she 20 years old?
Yeah. Very young.
Gross. I despise young people these days.
Yeah.
Because they like to say things like, when I got my eyes checked, I think I told you this. She was like, when was the last time you got your eyes checked? This was not the optometrist. This was like the person checking me in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh God, it's probably been like 20, 22 years since I've had my eyes checked. And she said, that's before I was born.
Yeah.
Dude, I just wanted to smack the out of her, but I controlled myself.
Well, good.
I think I said, that's nice. Wow.
Didn't ask.
Good for you.
Thanks a bunch. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. I mean, what am I going to do? Reach out and be like, yeah, you know, the girl didn't offer me a soda and was a little rough and said bet before she stuck the needle in me. And she, what am I going to get her fired for bet. That? Yeah. She like poked my, I was looking for it. Oh, okay, bet. And she found it, which I think means we're good.
Dude, I got it. I've been learning so much Zoomer slang.
Mm-hmm.
Bet is like, all right. Or I think that's what it is. Like, yeah. It's basically like, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
That's what I gathered too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm hoping to get my $50 gift card to maybe buy some supplies to get more blood out. But actually, the peroxide worked pretty good.
It was
a very traumatic experience. I was like, did she really hurt me? And am I going to have to go to the hospital?
Bet.
Anyway, so sorry we're late. We do have some, this story on a bizarre. Did you hear about this one? This kid in, where is it? I think he's in Dunellen, which is up north pretty far.
No, I've not heard of this.
He claimed that he was assaulted by some men and shot. And he broke his phone and there was a big, massive manhunt for him. Well, they ended up finding him. Turns out he shot himself and tried to blame it on some Hispanic guys. I think this is a fake hate crime on a whitey.
You mean like by a whitey?
By a whitey, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fabricated by a whitey.
The Juicy Smollett.
Yes.
The white Juicy Smollett.
That's right. This is Juicy.
Wow.
The white Juicy.
New at 4 o'clock, a hoax. That's what Marion County Sheriff's Office officials are now calling the disappearance of 17-year-old Caden Spade. He was found unharmed on Friday after an Amber Alert was sent out, reported that he was missing. So here's the latest information we now know. Spade texted his mom Thursday night saying he was shot by four Hispanic males and then kidnapped on County Road 484 in Dunellen. Marion County Sheriff Billy Wood says the text was a lie and said Spade rode a motor or bicycle, we should say, to Williston. Shortly before, though, he was found. Wood says Spate shot himself in the leg.
Now, many of you have asked, will Caden be facing any charges? What about the taxpayers' cost of this large-scale investigation and search? Trust me, it is on my mind. I can tell you those items are not off the table at this point.
That was a video that was released a short time ago by Sheriff Woods, and he says Spate's parents are blocking his detectives from interviewing the 17-year-old.
Mm, interesting. And this got picked up by the New York Post, picked it up, so you know it's a real deal story. Now, they had some reporting that a Florida teen feared to have been kidnapped by four Hispanic men last week, faked his own abduction, and even shot himself in the leg as part of the painful, elaborate hoax. He's 17 years old, Caden Spate. Was feared to be in grave danger when he suddenly vanished in Dunellen, north of Tampa, last Thursday. I mean, way north of Tampa. This is like Big Bend area, but whatever. I guess when people think about Florida, like the midsection, like Tampa, Orlando, Miami. Yeah, and then you might get Tallahassee or Jacksonville in the other corner. His disappearance triggered a desperate search and an Amber Alert after authorities uncovered his abandoned car with evidence of a single gunshot close by.
Wait, hold on. What do you think motivated him to do this? Because I have a few ideas.
Okay, well, I mean, they have some speculation here in the, I'd like to hear yours. Yeah.
He couldn't take going to the beach anymore and the loud music. It's like, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to hear Bad Bunny at volume 40 every time I'm trying to. Hey, maybe he was at Rainbow Creek.
Rainbow Springs.
There you go. Trying to enjoy a nice afternoon in a freshwater spring. But all he hears is, and he's just like, I can't do this anymore. So he shot himself in the leg just to get some peeps in trouble.
Well, it is interesting because he said he was reported to be wearing a MAGA hat at the time, was believed to have been spotted in light-colored van with four unidentified men. Law enforcement searched for the teen overnight with a helicopter and checked hospitals to no avail. Spate's distraught sister, Bailey, even posted a impassioned plea on Facebook for her brother's return. Spate was eventually located on Friday, and now authorities say he was never actually in danger, but made it up as a hoax. The initial details that Caden texted to his family were proven false, completely made up. We did find evidence of a single gunshot where Caden left his truck. However, his claims that he had been shot and abducted were quickly disproven. The teen is believed to have fled on his bicycle in the moments after he claimed to have been kidnapped. He also purchased a tent and camping supplies.
Wait, let's not just read the whole thing, but what do you think it was?
I mean, it sounds like he wanted to try to pin it on Hispanic dudes.
Why?
I mean, is he racist?
Can I do pros and cons?
Yeah.
Cons. Don't fake a hate crime. That's disgusting. That's a juicy Smollett type thing. And
do you know, by the way, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that there's a documentary on Netflix that kind of goes, well, maybe he wasn't making it up.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure all evidence points to, yes, he was. But I do have to give this guy a little bit of credit, because if you're going to commit a crime, please commit it on yourself. That's where you get points. He didn't shoot these four Hispanic men. He shot himself and blamed it on them. Now, I will say, not good, but better.
Yeah.
Better than a Tyler Robinson or Ice Bro. I don't know what his name was. Or any of the trans guy that killed the two children that were praying, which is like just abhorrent. At least this guy was like, I'm going to shoot myself. And I know that I can outsmart the police departments as a 17-year-old child. Yeah. I'll get away with this.
You never get away with especially now with, I mean, everybody has Ring cameras and cell phones. They're going to find you. I remember, I can't find anything about it now, because whenever one of these cases, like a fake hate crime, makes national news, I go, I don't think so. I don't think
you
it's
mean
real.
When they think it's okay before it's titled as a hoax, when it first initially happens
and there's reporting about it, I'm going, I don't think so. I doubt it. Now, maybe, I always keep an open mind, maybe, but I don't know. When you see SS symbol, I don't know if you could say the N-word on, not that N-word.
Whoa, bro, what the hell?
The National Socialist symbol, and it's like etched backwards. If they don't know how to write it, you know it's fake, because typically National Socialists know how to draw their symbol. But like, you ever see it's like etched in backwards and it just looks bad?
I'm like, do I know how to do it?
Yeah,
I could probably figure it out.
You could probably figure it out. Yeah. But these people don't know how to do it. And it always ends up being fake. There was once, I can't find anything about it now, because I remember when it happened, I was like, nope, didn't happen. I guarantee it. It was a university, I think, of Tampa professor came out and his car had that N-word and scratched
the
into his car.
N-word.
That one. Yeah, the big one. And I went, no, I think you might have did it yourself. And then that story is wiped. There's nothing about it. No, I don't see any corrections. I don't see anything.
Do you see the original story?
No.
It's gone.
I'm either transported to a parallel universe where just that didn't happen in this timeline, or something happened, or they wiped the reporting on it. It's strange.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that one is fake or not, but I think it probably was. And the people that reported on it, the Times and, you know, WFLA or whatever, probably went, uh-oh, we'll just go ahead and get rid of this. Yeah,
instead of stating your correction.
Yeah.
Just like, just wipe the story clean.
Yeah.
We don't need this on our tab.
So many of those occurrences. Like, I can't think of one that has been real. That made national. The one where the girl said that some guy in a MAGA hat tore the hijab off of her in like Philadelphia or something. It didn't. Yeah, that one was fake. Juicy Smollett.
Holocaust happened.
That's true. Depends on who you ask.
Yeah, I was just about to say, they'll be like, it happened, but 6 million question mark.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
anyway, I don't know. Whenever you see those, so you know, you got whiteys faking hate crimes. That really tells you where the power is lying now, too. White people are faking hate crimes.
On themselves.
On themselves. Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, better than killing someone for real. Someone else. It's true. Not good, but it's better. Come on.
It's just
it's better than killing someone else.
The demand for these things is much higher than the supply. I think that's pretty clear in today's world. I had a few more stories here. We got some good stuff. You have yours picked out?
Yeah. Can we just talk about Jane Goodall for a second?
We can.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me pull that up here.
She has a little special place in my heart.
Well, she did. Yeah.
She did. Doesn't anymore. I saw her speak live in at Oakland University in Michigan, probably in 2012, 13. Just a sweet elderly woman at the time. If you can recall, she was 91.
Yeah.
She was the one who did extensive like in-field research with the chimpanzees. I think it was in Kenya or like Ethiopia?
Kenya, I think.
Was it Kenya? Okay, yeah. Where she like fully integrated with the apes. Mm-hmm. It looks weird if you could just scroll down. Yeah, see, it's a banana, not something else. But yeah, she was big on the chimps. She watched them. It seems like she became maybe somewhat attached to these animals. You know, mm-hmm. She named them. And yeah, she'll be missed.
Yeah, I guess it's Tanzania.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, where is that?
Africa.
Well, I know, but what part?
Africa.
East Africa.
East, okay. Like eastern, southern, like below, right below Kenya.
Yeah, there she is. Man, she was old as hell there.
I think that's not when she was like living with them. I don't think she had gray hair. She was like in her 20s when she was doing that.
Yeah,
there you go. Now, by the way, chimps are vicious animals. They will rip your face off. So she's really lucky nothing happened to her.
Yeah.
That's so funny that like she was a pretty girl.
Yeah, she.
It'd be crazy if she's like, oh, these animals are just so amazing, so peaceful, and then like they attack her and she just like slices it with a machete or something.
Like,
you know?
A grizzly man.
Yeah, something like that. So
yeah, is this like the equivalent to your Steve Irwin?
I mean, Steve Irwin is also my Steve Irwin. I think Steve Irwin was more impactful in my life. My dad really grieved his death.
I think every dad in America did.
Really?
Yeah, my dad loved him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really sad too, but he was like,
yeah,
like really broken up.
He just had so much charisma. He's like, oh, crikey, this crocodile. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Just really so funny. He was the dad.
Yeah.
You know?
He was America's dad, for sure.
Even though he was Aussie. Yeah.
New Florida law. I did see this. I think we should inform the people here. What's the rule if you get pulled over and you might have had a few drinks?
The rule?
Yeah.
Like, or you mean...
What
like,
do you do? You have a few drinks. I'm fine to drive, but it, you know that if you blow in the
let them arrest you and take you downtown.
Right.
Because if you blow or you start doing field sobriety tests, listen, you could be sober as, what do they say?
A judge.
Sober as a judge, you're going to fail the field sobriety test. Because they're just looking, they're building a case against you.
Yeah.
You smelled like alcohol, your eyes were red, you couldn't hold eye contact, you know, sensitivity to light, you failed the field sobriety test, then you blow. The only time you blow is when you've had literally zero drinks. Then you blow and then they can dismiss you. But if you've had any drinks, you don't blow, you don't do the field sobriety test, you go, nope, they go, well, then we got to take you downtown. And you're like, sweet, that buys me an hour.
Yeah.
Go downtown.
Well, apparently you can't do that anymore. It's now a felony if you do not partake in the field sobriety test, which I don't like that.
A felony if you don't?
If you don't, yeah. Let me just confirm. Let's watch this.
Well, in a matter of hours, or really minutes, dozens of new laws will go into effect here in Florida, and one will crack down harder on repeat drunk drivers and boaters. With Tampa Bay's busy roads and waterways, the changes could have big local impact. Fox 13's Evan Moon is live in the newsroom to explain the new law. Evan, what did you learn?
Hi, Haley. Yeah, it's called Trenton's Law, and it raises penalties for driving and boating under the influence, DUIs and BUIs, especially for repeat offenders who cause deadly crashes. It also makes it a misdemeanor in some cases to refuse a breath test on the scene. So I spoke with a maritime attorney about these changes.
Trenton's Law is named after 18-year-old Trenton Johnson, killed in a DUI crash by a repeat offender.
It's hard to criticize, make increasing penalties on that kind of thing. Obviously, if you kill someone twice driving drunk, in two separate instances, you probably should go away for a very long time.
The new law increases penalties for anyone convicted of DUI manslaughter or vehicular homicide from 15 to 30 years in prison if they already have prior offenses on their record. It comes at a time when FWC reports BUI cases are increasing in Florida. Last year, 24 fatal boating accidents were due to alcohol use. But St. Pete police have told us BUIs are harder to spot.
Out there, a lot of the DUIs come from crashes. A lot of our boating crashes end up being DUIs as well. And then whenever we do boats.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a boat and not been hammered?
No.
Me either.
Including the captain?
I think that every time I've been on a boat, from the time I was a young boy all the way until now as a middle-aged man, every time I've been on the boat, everybody on the boat, including the captain, has been hammered. It's part of the fun of boating. It's why boating is so fun.
You need new friends. You need to charter a boat.
We're fine.
Okay.
I mean, listen, you can be a good boat driver. It's less dangerous than driving in the road.
Yeah, because there's less traffic.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's all right. Have some drinks. Just get on the boat. I don't know. It depends on who it is.
Stops for whatever infraction.
Question.
Yeah.
Would you rather have being driven around Tampa Bay in a boat by a drunk man or a sober woman?
Drunk man. They're typically pretty good at it. They have a lot of experience. I'm telling you, every time I've been on a boat, if whoever's been driving it has been hammered, and they weren't ladies, they were all dudes, and they all did a great job hammered.
You would feel more comfortable with a drunk man, like visibly drunk man, or a sober as a judge woman.
That's men's element, is drinking and boating.
Okay. So you would feel more comfortable, more at ease.
Yeah.
With a drunk man than a sober woman.
If the sober woman was like in the Coast Guard.
No, she's like me.
No, I'm taking drunk guy.
That's really misogynistic and disgusting.
That's right.
And I feel the same way.
Well, good to know.
Once you start interacting with them, it's pretty easy to tell.
Local law enforcement have been working on cracking down.
4th of July or Memorial Day, we would work Operation Dry Water, which is just an operation with multi-agencies who work together specifically targeting BUIs.
Attorney Griffin Shear notes the new law does have...
Like, he should have on his back fun police. right?
Yeah, kind of.
I'm here to ruin your fun.
Yeah.
Here I am. Mean,
like, if you crash, then okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Then all is fair. But, you know, if you're out there just hunting people who are, you know, having a good time.
They're like, not, my boat is parked. Or not parked, but what do you call it? Docked.
Anchored. Yeah.
They're just like, sorry.
Yeah.
You're on the boat.
You gotta blow into this.
Some ambiguity, broadening the definition of impairing substances beyond alcohol and drugs.
It prohibits driving or you're operating a boat around any substance that has the potential to impact performing any of the mental tasks of daily life.
Pause.
Which
weed, I think, is what that
is. Is that like the Ryan Hoppy of lawyers? Because what the hell?
He's got a lot of spaces in between his teeth. Yeah, not just one in the middle, but he's got those weird teeth that are spaced.
Yeah.
They're all separate.
Right.
Those are freaky.
Can mean anything. So it'll depend how it's enforced. I mean, because if you drink too much coffee, that can impact your ability to go on in your daily life. You know, you can accidentally take a Tylenol PM or something, and they might decide that they think it's impairing you.
The law also increases penalties for refusing a breath test.
If you are driving or boating and you refuse to take a breathalyzer, you would lose your license for 12 to 18 months. And then on the second time,
he doesn't have any blockers. He's got baleen teeth, like a whale.
Okay, does he have a little tissue?
Yeah.
Get a misdemeanor charge. Now, on the first time, you get a second-degree misdemeanor.
Bottom line, don't drink and drive.
Everybody's out there trying to have fun, have a good time. And we want that, too. Everybody does. But we also want you to go home safe.
All right. That's so, enough. There you go. So, I don't know if you... I guess you can still refuse, but you won't have a license for over a year.
Just don't do it. I know it sucks, yeah. But the captain just got to be sober, dude.
Not going to happen. Well, hey, we got to say goodbye to... Radio St. Pete and podcast listeners, please go subscribe. We're going to do some extra time here on Substack and YouTube, willsyoutube.com. We're live Wednesdays at 6 p.m. So hopefully you'll join us next week live. Share it with a friend and give it thumbs up and comment. That stuff, that stuff really helps out. And go subscribe to the Substack, because once we get a certain amount there, I don't know what that is, but I want to start doing extra stuff on the Substack and just make it Substack only. And you can subscribe for free, hmbradio.substack.com, 813-693-2124. Thank you so much. Stick around for the extra bonus time. And goodbye, Radio St. Pete.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.